Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldberg.
You? Is anybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Now, today I've got two pictures to show you of a lady you may recognize. The first one is dated B.D.
B.D.?
Before Does. Before this new kind of soap came into her wash. Before she knew that Does, D-U-Z, is best, that it does everything. Now, here's the picture. B.D. Before Does. The lady looks over her wash line and says,
"Gosh, I'm tired. Those overalls took so much hard scrubbing. My towels don't look very white, do they? And my rayon undies look so washed out. They'll never last."
Now, here's picture number two. The lady who didn't became a lady who does. She's discovered Does is best. Does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning, along with greater safety to colors. Here's the picture, A.D., after dozing. The lady looks at her wash line.
Can you imagine getting those work pants clean without a smidge of hard scrubbing? And look how white Does gets my linens. They're whiter than snow.
Why not? No soap made washes whiter than Does or gets dirty clothes clean easier. And how do your pretty colors fit into the picture after dozing?
Bright as can be. They last longer now.
That extra safety Does gives you pays dividends. You see, Does everything. It's the soap that's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Does has the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does best, does everything. Does invites you to visit the Goldberg. Life in the house in Jennifer Street has resumed its normal, peaceful course. Through Molly's intervention, Elsie and Mike have reached an understanding. Mike is to accompany the Goldbergs back to Lastonbury for a try at a workaday, law-abiding existence. And if all goes well, he and Elsie will get married at the end of 6 months. Now, for the first time in many weeks, Molly has had an opportunity to take stock of her own domestic plan. There is still the boy in Mexico to be picked up and arrangements made for the trip back home and a host of other pressing problems. How pressing, Molly has just begun to learn. A few minutes ago, Seymour called. The boy from Mexico had just arrived in Lastonbury. Molly is still on the phone. Listen.
Hello. Hello, Alfred. Don't disconnect me. I was talking to Lastonbury.
Not good.
Uncle David is calling you, Rosalie. Please go see.
What do you want, Uncle David?
Can I want you a minute?
Uncle David wants you a minute. Can't you go into Uncle David? I know how to talk to the operator, Rosalie. Go, hit us, Uncle David. I'm nervous. Please, excuse me. I'm nervous. I said I was disconnected. Please.
We'll pack ourselves into the
valise. I'm coming, Uncle David.
Go pack yourself into the valise. Don't forget anything. Don't forget the brolly. Don't forget the comb and all the little knickknacks.
I want one.
Please, operator. Don't disconnect me, please.
What's the matter, Uncle David?
Please.
What is it, Uncle David?
Don't disconnect me.
Wait, Rosalie. Close the door.
Call Mike Hilton David. He'll go with you to the station to see where Jake is. And then you have to tell him that the child is my distant relation, Amadeus, who's already in Lastonbury.
All right, yes, I will, Molly. Hey, close the door.
What is it, Uncle David?
What?
Please, Uncle David, what happened?
What happened is that Papa took an airplane.
Huh? An airplane?
Yes, he's flying now to Mexico, and Mama thinks he's at the station.
Papa went to Mexico to get Amadeus?
Yeah.
Well, why didn't you tell us, Uncle David? And why didn't Papa tell Mama?
Because if Papa told Mama, there would be a whole to-do. Who should go? My Mama wouldn't want him to go individually. And then it would be a whole discussion who should go and who should remain. And then it wasn't easy to make the reservation. And besides, he's got a propriety and a plane for one passenger.
Well, when did Papa tell you?
On the telephone, he told me.
And what were we supposed to do?
We are supposed to go home.
But where are our tickets?
Papa tended to the tickets. They are waiting for us at the ticket office at the Greensville station.
Well, let's tell Mama.
You tell her, Rosalie. And she'll be mad at me.
She won't.
Yes, she will.
I'll tell her if you want me to, but why should she be mad? she'll be angry at Papa. That's what she'll be angry at.
We have to cable Papa and tell him that the child is already here in America. I'm surprised, Rosalie. They send the child without letting us know.
Well, maybe they did, Uncle David, but don't forget we're in our home.
That's right. Come, Rosalie. You'll tell Mama.
Come, Uncle David.
Yes, you tell her.
I will. I'll tell her.
Operator, dear. Please, are you attending to me or are you not attending
Ma.
To me? Just a minute, Rosalie. What did you want Rosalie for, David?
Please,
quickly, don't stand. Please, slip on something. Go quickly to the railway station and find Papa and see what's detaining him. Hello. Don't disconnect me, Central, please. I'm holding long distance. Glastonbury.
Molly. Rosalie wants to...
Not now, Rosalie, please. Yes, please. So go quickly. And get Papa and tell him it's not necessary to go to Mexico because Amadeo is already in Glastonbury. Don't disconnect me, Central, please. I'm holding long distance. Go, David, please. Rosalie, again you're standing. For what are you looking? Again you're... Rosalie, did you put everybody in their valises? And David, tell Mike he'll go with you to the station and find Jake.
Ma,
operator, I told you not to disconnect me. Huh? But then reconnect me. I was holding Glastonbury 96. Yes.
98, Ma.
96, David, please. Not my house. My house was 98. Boy, this is the Seymour's house I was connected
Ma.
With. 1 minute,
but,
Rosalie.
Ma, I want to tell you
in
something.
In a minute. Operator. Bell? Huh? I will not hang. When I hang, you always forget me.
Molly.
Please. 1 minute, David. Please.
Ma.
Please. Operator. Huh? Will you... Huh? Well, don't be so snippy-snappy. Huh? Was that? Oh. I know there's a war on. You don't have to remind me. Look in my window, my dear, and you'll know that I know there's a war on. Yes. Well... You and people like you were snippy-snappy before the war, and you'll be likewise when the war is over. Yes. I'm not talking about the telephone company. I'm talking about you individually. I love the telephone company, nevertheless. Yes. I'm perfectly aware. Yes. That's very well. I'm 96. Yes.
Mama.
96 I'm calling. I was connected, and I don't wish to be charged for my disconnected time.
Molly, if you're not connected, can you lend me your ear that's not in the receiver?
Why do I have to lend it to you, David?
Because Uncle David has something to tell you, Ma.
Operator, I'm holding. What is it, David? Something about the child that I don't know?
No, it's about Papa.
Papa? Papa? What, Rosalie?
Don't hang, Molly, and don't get nervous. It's nothing.
I'm not hanging, and I'm not nervous. What is it, David?
It's nothing. We only Jake left our tickets for you, for me, for Rosalie, and for Mike Hilton at the station to back to Lastonbury.
Huh? Me, Rosalie, you, Mike?
Not Jake.
He didn't know, Ma.
What?
That Amadeo was already in Lastonbury.
So?
So he's flying.
Flying? Papa? Why, Red?
He's flying to Mexico. He wanted to go alone, Ma. It was such a short trip, Ma. And he thought that if he went alone, it would be much better than all this going
you
along.
See that?
Along
you see that? Because that wouldn't forgive Papa. Oh,
see Ma. That? He only did see that. That. Get away from my finger. Get away. Hello?
Hello, Birdie.
Yes, Mrs. Goldberg. Oh, I'm so sorry. We were disconnected.
Yes, Birdie.
Just hold on. I'll see where Seymour is.
I want to speak to the child.
Seymour went to get him.
Where is he?
He was out playing in the snow.
Oh, might we have snow?
At least 8 inches of snow. Oh, Seymour cleaned the snow off your roof today.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome.
How is the child?
He looks all right.
What do you mean, looks?
Well, he's very good looking. He's stopping with us because I rented all the rooms in your house.
How long will they be in my house?
I have a month's rent in advance.
Well, I hope you didn't rent my room.
Just a minute, Mrs.
Yeah.
Goldberg. Seymour.
Yeah?
Well, come on. Mrs. Goldberg is on the telephone.
Wait till I take the kid's galoshes off.
Oh, don't bother about the galoshes.
Hello? Hello?
Just a minute, Mrs. Goldberg.
Come on.
Just take him by the hand and bring him in, for goodness.
What do you want me to do, pull him in? Amadeo, Amadeo!
Where did he go?
Stairs.
Didn't you tell me he's wanted on the telephone?
How could I tell him? Make motions?
Hello?
Just a minute, Mrs. Goldbike.
Where did he go now?
He had to go, so he went.
Hello? Hello?
He'll be right down, Mrs. Goldberg.
When will he be home?
When will you be home?
We're leaving tomorrow.
How's Rosie? That's all that's on your mind. How's Mr. Goldberg?
He's flying at the moment.
What?
Yeah, he's on his way to Mexico.
But what, for goodness sake? The child is here.
I know.
Believe me, Mrs. Goldberg, I'd like to live to see the moment you set your foot in Lassenberry's soil again.
Me too also, Bertie.
Just a minute, Mrs. Goldberg. Can you imagine, Seymour? Mr. Goldberg is flying to Mexico. Can you imagine that?
So what?
What do you mean, so what? You never heard of accidents, didn't you?
Just a short run.
Short or long has nothing whatsoever to do with it. The way things are going for the Goldbergs lately, nothing would surprise me. Amadeo!
Well, what with Jake on his way to Mexico and Molly still in Greensville, Amadeo will be quite at home in Lassenberry by the time the Goldbergs return. But why didn't he wait in Mexico as planned? What brought him to Lassenberry unannounced? You know, the other day a worried-looking young fellow stopped me and said...
Look, Mr. Collier, is this Duzz really all you say it is?
Well, of course. Duzz is best. It does everything in the wash. What's more, Duzz does everything for dishes, too. Then the young man said...
That's what I told her.
Her?
My wife.
Oh.
She hates washing dishes. Says there's never enough suds.
Oh, I said, she should does them. Does make suds that stand up till the last dish is done. Why, this new kind of soap pops into suds the second water hits it. Your wife won't have to keep adding soap.
She complains about scouring greasy pans, too.
Well, does will give her fast action on grease. It cleans up tough grease without any hard scouring.
She also fusses about her hands.
Oh, then she does want does. It's kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. You tell your wife does to leave her hands wonderfully smooth and soft. At that, the young man grinned.
Thanks, Mr. Collier. We'll does our dishes from now on.
Atta boy. You'll find does best. Because in the dishpan, too, does everything. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Your grocer's paper bags and cardboard cartons have gone to war, so when you shop, take your own shopping bag or basket with you.